This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440. Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
And joining us on the Senior Moments again this week is someone who's with us previously, Senior Advocacy Services as a HICAP counselor. And the focus today is going to be on open enrollment for Medicare as we talk with Diana D'Amico Clarabut. And Diana, welcome back to the show again.
Thank you so much, Barry. How are you this morning?
Oh, can't complain. You know, I mean, nobody wants to hear my woes. How about you?
No, we're doing great. We're doing great. We're getting geared and ready for this whirlwind called AEP.
AEP. What's that stand for?
Annual enrollment period. Mm-hmm. So it's the annual open enrollment for Medicare beneficiaries who are potentially looking for some changes either in their Advantage plans or in their drug plans, because as you know, every year everything changes, and it can be from, you know, pet services on some Advantage plans that are coming this year to lowest price drug plans to $7.20. It's crazy out there.
So let's talk about this from two different perspectives. If you're just becoming eligible or approaching eligibility for Medicare, that means you would be approaching 65, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Or on disability for 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. So that's one category of people. Then there are people who are already on Medicare. And does this, this open enrollment period is more about people who are already in the system?
Yes. So if you are just becoming eligible for Medicare, it is a little bit tricky because you have to find something, you know, say your birthday is this month and you're turning 65 this month. You have to find a Medicare option that fits your needs for October, November, and December, and then also pick options for your needs for January 2021 until December 2021. So each year an Advantage plan or drug plans are going to change, and they're going to have slight differences. So you got to make sure that each year it's up to your standards.
Gotcha. And how does someone determine what their standards are? And as a result of that, then what plan they should be trying to have?
I think the easiest way to do that is to just, you know, trial and error, and coming to HICAP, you get a little bit of a sense of what to expect with, say if you go with an Advantage plan, you get a little bit of a sense to understand how it works and all the benefits you'll receive and any negatives that might be behind it. Because as an unbiased source, we're here to just give you the information that's out there and not try and sell you on any main points or selling ideas or anything like that. We're just here to cut and paste and give it to you very dry and straightforward.
So you'll lay out the menu in front of me and I have to pick what I want to have.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And getting to try that, and then, you know, maybe this plan isn't the best for you. And so next year in open enrollment, we'll get back in there and try and figure out another plan that works better for you.
As you said, it changes every year. I guess my first question when you said that was why? Why does it change so often?
I think this year especially showed us that there are a ton of different needs, depending on where the state of our state is at. You know, a lot more in-home services are being provided, a lot more mental health services, such as one program was talking about a PAPA initiative where it essentially has teens or young adults in that area connecting with older adults who might be sitting alone at their house or in their nursing home or just not feeling so included in society, and you know, going and playing a board game with them or having a Zoom conference with them or drinking some coffee with them, you know, trying to make it more inclusive. And, you know, it is a strategy, you know, trying to get the most amount of people on my plan. I'm going to try and cut costs where I can so that I can bring that monthly premium down, you know, with 13 Advantage plans for 2021 in just in Napa County, there are premiums as low as $0 with, and then the highest being $99. There are also 32 drug plans in the state of California, and any Medicare beneficiary can have any one of those plans, with the lowest premium being $7.20, like I said earlier, and the highest being $130.40. So they're wheeling and dealing out there trying to find initiatives that draw the masses. And so that's why they're constantly changing, because we as a society are constantly changing.
Yeah. So capitalism in action in the medical world, simply. Right?
You said it, not me, Ben.
You know, and there's always pros and cons to that situation. It's kind of daunting to think about 32 different drug plans. I assume then you have to go through and figure out, well, the medication that I need is I'm going to get the best coverage with this plan for those particular needs. Is that the way it works out?
Yeah, absolutely. We at HICAP actually, if you go to our website, which is at sasnb.org, we will do the drug plan search for you. So you just go on there and you put your name and address and pharmacies that are in your area that you feel comfortable with, and then list all of your drugs that you are taking, and we'll find the three lowest priced, best situation plans for you.
Wow.
We do the extra work just to make sure that you get what you're looking for, and then send it to you. And then if you have any questions on it, you're welcome to give us a call and we can go through it and explain it all. Because, yeah, you are extremely right. It is very daunting making sure that one plan covers 30 days of one drug and 90 days of another, and flipping and flopping, it gets very hectic.
Yeah. We're talking with Diana D'Amico Clarabut, she is a HICAP counselor. Let's remind everybody of what HICAP is and how is it funded, and all those basic questions.
Absolutely. So HICAP is Medicare Beneficiaries Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program. We are a part of the Aging and any Medicare beneficiary that wants to use us is welcome to, and we're free and unbiased and just waiting for you to give us a call so that we can help you out.
Yeah. I was just remembering many, many years ago when we had HICAP folks on the show regularly, there was a lot of talk about long-term care insurance. Is that still a focal point these days?
You know, I think with the amount of communities that we see right now, it's not such a big ticket item. We do have our ombudsman program through Senior Advocacy Services, and they work directly with folks who are in long-term care facilities. However, with my time in HICAP, I haven't really spoken to many people who are actively searching for long-term care with their Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the open enrollment period is when to when?
October 15th through December 7th. So we start tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Doors open and you are ready and welcome to change any Medicare Advantage plan or drug plan for January 1st, 2021 and on.
And how is the best way for folks to proceed? Are you going to be doing all this work remotely and online?
Yeah, so if you give our office a call, we can either, if it's a quick question, again, our number is 707-526 or 108. and you give us a call. And if we can help you right then and there, we'll answer your question and have you on your way. And if not, then we'll set up a counseling appointment with one of our amazing HICAP volunteers who work tirelessly to make sure that they know everything that's out there as it comes out, information-wise and whatnot. And then we set you up with a counseling appointment. Again, it's free, unbiased, and get you the information that you need.
Very good. It's important for folks to know that that open enrollment period starts tomorrow. And we've been listening to Diana D'Amico Clarabut from HICAP talk about it with us on Senior Moments. Anything to final to close out?
Yeah, we are offering educational webinars on our website. Every week we have a live Medicare seminar, and we have tons of information for you. So check out our website, and we're happy to help you. Just give us a call.
Hey, tell us that web address one more time.
Yeah, it's SASNB, so Senior Advocacy Services, NorthBay.org.
There you go. Diana, thanks for being with us again on Senior Moments. Enjoyed it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Barry.
You bet.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
You bet. Take care. All righty. And that's our Senior Moments for this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.